Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was just looking at your new phone. It's very fancy.
Okay. Here's what happened. I dropped my boyfriend off to the plane to Wellington.
Yeah.
He lives there now.
How long's he been there now?
Truly. Well,
you see him so much.
So much. So he moved there, and then a week later, he came back up for a wedding. And then he's been down there for 3 more weeks, and now he's back on Saturday. So Okay. It's all good.
That's fine.
But truly, the day that I dropped him to the airport to move, I was like driving.
Was it sad?
It was sad, but it was also kind of nice, you know. Yeah. We're very in love. We're gonna make it work, obviously. But on the way,
well, I'll be the judge of that.
On the drive home, I just had like a mini freak out, and then I was like, I need a massage. So I went to St. Luke's Mall with a half-hour massage, and then I was like, I'm gonna go look at phones because my phone's bugging
me. That's how it happens.
Yeah, I was all loosey goosey from the massage, and then I bought a phone and AirPods.
Oh, you bought AirPods on the same...
on the same day.
That's the way to do it. I reckon if you're going to blow out hard, like in one pop. Like
It's
like I was at the mall and just bought a KitchenAid. Like just bang like that. It was like an $800 purchase. I was like shook.
Same trip I spent $70 on skincare. I went to Farmers after that and I was like, yep, need this.
What skincare did you get?
It's all Sukin products.
Oh, I love the vibe of Sukin.
Yeah, same. It's really
it's
nice.
Sort of
it's
like
pleasant on my skin.
There's like Trilogy... Sukin and there's like Antipodes. Those are the three. They're very similar vibe.
They are
very earthy vibe.
Yeah,
I was watching Laura, our mutual friend, who's now a anchor on Seven Sharp.
She sure is.
Do her piece on Chelsea, also a mutual friend, but also her interviewee about their like natural skin makeup line and stuff. And I was like, fuck, I want to rub a serum on my face.
Isn't that amazing?
Sometimes I just get an urge to do it. Like I don't even care if there's benefits.
What's the brand where everyone's obsessed with it? Is it called The Ordinary or something? But you look at the list of products and I'm like, I don't know what any of these do.
Yeah.
They're called like Slipping Hydrator. Or like, I don't know.
It's like hydrofluoric acid. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, well, where do I put it? And how do I rub
it? You put it on your skin. And it's like my boyfriend uses a bit of it. And it's like, they're like different kind of acids and balances. Like, I don't know how it works.
So you have to like buy your own... anything improvisation, come up with a combination that works for you.
Anything that is sold by someone at a counter who's wearing a fake science lab, lab coat is like, no.
Yeah, you want it's the happy like medium. You're somewhere between L'Oreal for men and those. You want some? I want in the middle of that.
What the fuck is up with L'Oreal for men?
There's some in my shower at the moment of my new straight flatmates is using the
of
charcoal
course.
Scrub.
Honestly, his energy is... wild.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And how is it now where it's just you're the lads of the flat?
Yeah, we're just the boys.
Is it just you and him and he's sort of like, how's single life treating you?
As a joke. Yeah, nah.
You were literally so loud in my headphones.
Making the worst noises. That's how having a straight flat mate is civic to me. This is how I talk now.
We both don't have product in our hair today.
Did you like how we just looked? You just touched it. You just grabbed a feel to work that out.
I haven't seen many people today. I was just like, oh,
but I blew it out.
Bet you did.
Yeah.
With a hairdryer.
With a hairdryer. I bought a hairdryer. $20 down from $100 last Black Friday.
Didn't you win one? And that's the one that you... Yeah.
I bought two, and one of them was a Secret Santa present. One I kept for myself.
We need to settle this conversation because I'm spiraling. But we haven't even started the podcast.
No.
We've just talked about... this is just the preamble.
Yeah, this is just... what we want to do is put the worst bit at the front.
What about the bit where I touched your hair quietly? I stopped talking. I blacked out.
You
I was like,
grabbed
I need to touch it.
It
was just sort of, they look like baby hairs.
Yeah, they do, actually. I thought that before I came.
They're like, you're like two. Like,
yeah.
It's like, and this is your first head of hair. It looks so soft and clean. I just had to touch it. Anyway, cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male game.
are out yelling in full force next door.
It's our broken door. You can hear everything. I love it, like a thumb drive. I get nervous like handing it over.
Just in case you put your nudes on it.
Yeah, something like that. And then you're like, who puts their nudes on a thumb drive?
Sometimes I worry that my like old joke notes are on a thumb drive and then people are going to read through it and go like, oh, Eli, you had some problematic ideas in 2011.
Yikes. I love going to... Well, when I was preparing for my Christchurch shows, we had to go to Warehouse Station to print some stuff out on my thumb drive. And I just love how it comes up on a big screen.
Yeah.
And it was for a joke where I had screenshotted me Googling my own name. And for that just to be really big while I'm there at Warehouse Stationery was just like a beautiful moment for me.
I hate those photo machines. You know, in Warehouse Stationery, where you go and you put your thumb over and then you choose your photos and then put...
They are so bad. I feel like it's like... There was a time when we were inventing touchscreen technology and it was like not great. Like you have to really push
it so hard. I've got a touchscreen in my car. And
I mean, it's flash.
No, it's not flash. It's from like
AirPods, a new phone, a touchscreen. What is this? Pimp My Ride?
It's a Japanese import, so everything is in Japanese. The buttons beautiful are on the side, but it's got a touchscreen. And then to choose to press FM to get the radio to play, I will do a full like 15-minute trip and just have my thumb constantly pressing, trying to press it, and it'll just press AM. It'll be like, oh, so I'll do a whole trip. We'll just
no.
Like, so now I'm just listening to the same Kanye West CD, because one thing I can do is just pop a CD in and it will just automatically change to CD.
For all those CDs we just have on hand.
Yeah.
You should just, I've got, here's another thing you could buy. It's just like a Bluetooth speaker.
I did that for a while.
That's what we do.
I do
the
like
old
that.
Yui Boom.
Yeah.
And we put it in the cup holder.
Oh, yeah. I put mine in the glove box and then I open it.
That is Pin My Ride. I love how they're Pin My Ride. We have put a Yui Boom in your cup holder. And I spilled some ketchup on the bonnet of the car. I almost struggled saying bonnet because I didn't know the name of it.
My mum came to have you been paying attention last night, and the warm-up, James Rocco, the warm-up guy was like, because they give out prizes to the best audience members. He was like, do you want me to give your mum the Yui Boom? It's a Yui Boom now.
Wow.
And I was like, nah, she's got a Bluetooth speaker. She's only got carry-on.
Do you want your mum to get the Yui Boom? That's so cute. He's going to get fired.
He is. I've exposed him now. He's meant to give it to the loudest cheerers, and honestly, my mum is the most polite audience member. She would not be the loudest cheerer.
What's been going on in your life? Apart from this long-distance vibe.
That's a lot of it, and what that ultimately means is that I'm pretty boring right now. Like, I'll just get home and... work on my comedy festival show. And I've just got like, I don't know.
Wow.
I'll sit in my bedroom and listen to the new Justin Bieber album, which is not even good, and work on my comedy festival show.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you writing? That makes me feel sick.
I try and spend an hour and a half on it every night. But you know...
Excuse me?
You know sometimes...
How long have you been doing this for? How long's your show
going to be?
Couple
weeks.
Like 4 hours?
But you know what's toxic? Is that... I've kind of
attitude towards this?
Yeah, what you're giving me. I've kind of decided that I like... Sometimes if I'm at home working, I should have a glass of wine, you know, just to kind of ease it
that's
off.
That's not toxic. That's luxury.
No, but I've been drinking sake every night. So much. And we've got all these spirits in our house that have just been sitting there. So I'm like, oh, I have a Baileys. And I've never used to drink at home. And now that I'm trying to work at home every night, I'm like, I'm just getting fucked up and falling asleep on the show. Talk to you, Matt.
Put in the autobiography. I love the idea of being sort of wasted and passing out on it. I've kind of gone opposite in terms of like you leaning into alcohol. I have been weaning off caffeine.
Yeah, and that is huge for you.
Because I will drink. I was like getting to this point where I was like, why do I feel insane? Like,
I'm popping my Invisalign back in while you tell the story.
Okay,
because you having coffee just reminded me that I finished my coffee and it's time to put these back.
Oh, I see. I thought you're taking your Invisalign out for beautiful to watch that, and beautiful to get the sound of it too. Really loud.
Tell you what, when these have been in my mouth for a little long, and then I take them out and then I put them back in, they smell like cum. They're not there yet, but because you sanitized them this morning.
Did you jerk off in your own mouth?
No, I don't know. Just the smell of like old saliva. It smells like... It's so gross.
I can't. I think I can just... I think I'm envisioning sort of jizz-soaked Invisaligns and you popping them into your teeth. XP. Honestly, feels so sick. Oh, I just had a visceral reaction to that.
That was gross information to share, but...
Oh, it's still with me. I can't purge this feeling from my body. Anyway. What was I talking about? Caffeine? Oh, Invisalign. Yes, caffeine. Yes, so I'm weaning off coffee because basically being like sort of waking up, it'd be sort of about 2 o'clock and I was like, I feel hideous. Like, I feel crazy. I feel wild.
You're waking up at 2 o'clock.
Sorry, no.
Chris, the things I are wake going up, worse than you.
I live my day. It hits 2 p.m. I'm like, why do I feel insane? And it's like, oh, I've had 6 cups of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, we've got the filter. So I just, and in my mind, I'm like, this is kids' coffee. Like, it's not real coffee.
No, it is.
It's real coffee, yeah. Isn't it? But it doesn't give you that kick like the espresso does. So I've just been hoofing and pooping, putting that down.
Hoofing and pooping.
And then I'll be like, right, time for a real coffee. And I'll head out.
Oh, wow, really?
Buy a coffee, put down a lovely long macchiato. And then suddenly I'm like, I feel not only my insides are like sort of acidic, vile kind of shit. My brain is like bleeding out of my nose.
Acidic, vile shit.
That's my first 3 kid names. Acidic, vile, and shit.
Acidic is really gentle, actually, surprisingly.
She's a real sweetheart, and she is actually, I'm really getting into crocheting.
Yeah. Vile's off to school.
And shit is...
Shit's with Nan.
She's a real problem. 3 girls. 3 girls. Oh, dear.
Oh, but,
so, like, first date, got a headache. Second date, had a coffee. And today's the third day.
I love 3 dates coffee free. Had a coffee yesterday.
It's hard. But then also, it's fine. I just need to give myself some time.
I've
had a coffee today. But I have had a coffee. But it was... decaffeinated.
Oh yeah, and that's fine.
That's what is that?
So it is a coffee bean, but they decaffeinate the bean and then they make the coffee.
We have already had this conversation earlier today.
Yeah, but Chris was like, "This was such good content." No, no, that chat we had about what decaffeinated coffee has got to come back on air.
No, I just, I still just can't believe that.
Yeah, it is crazy, isn't it?
And it's sort of wild that it's like,
because you'd think it would be like stevia or something.
Yes, and then I was drinking it, being like, why would you drink this?
I love having one at night.
Yeah, I mean, there must be other benefits from coffee that aren't just like perk.
Yeah.
That
perk. That's the sponsor of this podcast, by the way. A new coffee brand called Perk.
Perk. It was sort of like time stopped for a second. To allow me to say perk, and then it continued.
It sounds like one of the functions on a bop it. Like, bop it, twist it, perk.
Oh my God, we're off into a hiss and a roar.
Yeah, this is a crazy one today.
Oh man, I feel like there's been lots of kind of... Oh, do you want the fact of the gay? Sorry.
Can I tell you something crazy that happened
Please.
This morning?
Oh my God. That's all I want.
My 22-year-old personal trainer was training me this morning. We're doing arms and shoulders.
He's 22. He's 22. That's why his body looks like that.
I know.
He's like, you want a body like mine? Can you be younger? You can't be 30.
I can't train you to be 22. I was doing shoulder stuff, which is like probably like my second worst thing. Legs is hardest for me. Shoulders are second hardest.
So arms.
So it's
and
the
core.
Top and the bottom.
Wait, hold on. Shoulders is hard and legs is hard.
Yeah, for me. Yeah.
So what? Other stuff do you do?
Arms, chest, back, face.
Yeah. Nails, teeth, hair, wigs.
Shout out to Todd Recall.
What's the song called?
Nails, hair, lips, face, maybe? I don't
teeth, breath, hair, ears.
Heads, shoulders, knees toes. Anyway, we were doing shoulder exercises, and I was using, you know the one where you just raise the dumbbells to the side?
Fuck. Like,
and it's so hard.
Like, here, have 1.2 kg. Or it's like something tiny.
Something
you're
tiny,
like,
yeah.
You're like, this is, look at this tiny little thing, and then you're like,
Yeah. So today I was trying to do that with, that's me. Today I was trying to do that with 8 kg weights.
8 kgs.
Yes, and then doing a Behemoth. Different shoulder exercise with 4 kg weights. And then I'm using the 8 kgs and I'm really struggling. And then my personal trainer goes, he goes, use the force. And I was like, use the force? And I was like, okay. And then I keep going, but what he meant was drop the 8s and use the 4s for 4 kgs.
No, wow.
So I had to tell you that before the fact of the game.
Oh my God. Put it in the show.
Yeah, that's good stuff,
that's
isn't it?
Good.
Use the force. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, good. That's what I'm paying for.
Did you laugh?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I was worried, and when I explained it to him afterwards, I was worried for a second he maybe wouldn't know what Star Wars was, but he did.
He's 22.
Yeah.
Wowee, I love that. That's like when I did that drama show at drama school. Fucking hell, my brain.
Buy tickets to my drama show. I saw an incredible drama show on the weekend.
I'm just going to laugh this episode. Do you want to come to my drama show? Yeah, I'm working on an amazing drama show.
Come to the comedy festival. I actually prefer drama shows.
Someone literally said that to me.
Really?
Well, no. It was Hayley Sproul and I were like flying or talking to someone, and we bumped into this actor, ex-Shortland Street star. Me trying to whisper it to you?
So good.
Do you remember her?
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I reckon you could hear it. Yeah. And we were like, do you want to come to our comedy show? You should come to our comedy show. And he says, yeah, comedy's not really my thing.
Well, famously, he did try and get into comedy once he was living in LA.
Oh.
He did little skits and
famously,
stuff.
He said it wasn't his thing. Wow.
Cancelled.
I can't wait to
faking
tell
comedy.
I can't wait to tell Hayley that. Anyway, we laughed a lot about like how could they not be into comedy?
I know.
But I'm more into drama. Yeah, anyway, so I was doing a show at drama school, a drama show, I guess you could call it. And it was very dramatic because it was actually set in World War II of all years.
Oh, wow. They should do more stuff set in the World Wars, I think. Not enough, actually. And I love to see a full cast of white men. So that's...
Yes, and I just relish any opportunity to see a bunch of young actors playing Jews in the Holocaust. because it is truly a gift. And so, of course, I was the only Nazi in the class. Cast as.
If you've never looked up what Chris looks like... Which is a chaotic thing to have done and be listening to this podcast.
But kind of fun. You could pick up a picture of Eli and me and then just sort of flick your eyes between.
Yeah.
While we talk. Anyway, and so it was an open rehearsal, which meant that open performance, which meant this crazy thing where the director, who was German, would yell out directions to you while you were performing in front of an audience. Because I guess drama school was trying to mess us around a little bit.
Oh my God.
It was a bad idea. Anyway, so I had to walk in dressed in my full Nazi look, and there was all these clothes discarded on the floor, and then all my friends from my class acting like hungry Jews in the ghetto. Like, it was so bad.
Oh,
and
my
I'd
God.
Be like, some are men's, some are women's, some are children's. And then the director calls out in front of the audience, more light. And I was like, oh, I guess he wants me to lighten this up slightly. And so I was like, some are men's, some are children's. And then he was like, no, like more light, like you've missed your line. And my very first line was more light. And there was no lights in the theater. similar experience. Anyway, do you want the fact of the game?
Yeah, I would like it now, actually. I'm ready.
Well, this one actually came to me from Ending HIV, which I famously got sent a sponsored, like,
giant
golden package. So if you've seen that story, then you already know the fact of the game. But the fact was, it kind of was interesting, was 25% of people using condoms, have sex, are using condoms that don't fit them properly.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
One in four.
This, like, big sponsored influencer package I got was, like 10 condoms of different sizes.
And so is that big gold dick, is that the average size? Or
perk? No.
I can't believe we've got a catchphrase. We finally got a catchphrase.
It's just time stops. One person says perk, and then you make it resume. But yeah, very fun to get, like, to be an influencer for a day.
Yeah,
it did leave me exhausted.
It was a proper package.
It was full on. And they're like, just do it in three stories or whatever. And I was like, there's so many things here to like kind of ruffle through and open. And it was like, I was like, wow, it is fun. But then I had to do kind of the photo portion of it where you like pose with your thing. But I was like home alone.
Oh, wow.
And I imagine if you're like Matilda Rice, Green, you know, Aaron Simpson, Zach
Frenich. You can get the other one to take the photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, like, and they're both in on it, and...
I wonder if they're ever like, I wonder why Matilda got sent there and not me.
Yeah, do you reckon Matilda watched my story and was like, why didn't I get the condom,
giant dick?
I mean, it was just thrilling, but it was very hard, and then by the end of it, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I was so tired trying to take the photo.
There's so many, there's 10 condoms.
Yeah. Of all different sizes, which is, so you can go to whatsmyfit.co.nz and then that'll take, you can like order like a free test kit yourself, and it does not come in a giant golden dick. It's much more discreet.
Imagine
if you're in the closet and you're like,
this courier driver.
I've got a package for your 16-year-old son. Oh, that's mine. That's just my PlayStation stuff.
Wow.
So, and that comes in like a little discreet black canvas toiletry bag, which, you know, you could
that's beautiful.
Use. And
it's free.
Yeah, and it comes with 10 free condoms, lube, the masturbator as well.
Wow.
Which is like a sort of silicone, what would you call it? It looks like what would be in
a sleeve,
the,
right?
A sleeve, like the inside of a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Truly makes the most horrific noise when you play with that, but very fun. Kind of reminds me of, like, you know what Granny Mae's throwback?
Yeah, I think about Granny Mae's all the time.
And there were those, like, balloons
that... Oh, and you can't hold them in your hand. They squidge out.
They squidge out.
That was what...
what were they?
So my friend Liz was the first girl in our group, which was me and a bunch of girls, obviously.
Was the first was the girl first in your group?
No, she was the first girl in our group to,
oh my God, congrats.
To give a hand job. And then she was explaining to all these other girls what a dick felt like. And I was like, I actually know this. But what the way she described...
Why didn't they go... They're like, what does a dick feel like? And you, who has one, could have answered that.
Well, I was like, I don't really wink.
True. I don't look down there.
I've never seen it. No, she said that giving a handjob to a dick felt like one of those squidgy things that you can't keep in your hand. That's the way the skin rolls back and forth, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Uncut. You can... Oh, sorry.
That's our second catchphrase. Uncut.
You can put your... You know when you used to put your finger in them and then you put your finger in the other side and then you like couldn't...
Oh, like a finger trap. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
I also loved at Granny Mae's the little... I don't know if you can remember that, but they're like little eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I hope our listeners remember what Granny Mae's was. But then it got to change its name, eh? It's like What's Wild or...
Yeah, What's Wild. Wasn't there also one called Uncle Jeff's or something like that for a little bit?
Granny Mae's?
That's so weird.
And you could pop it open and then inside, like it was a little egg and you pop it open on the inside was like these little like...
The bugs jittering?
Bugs jittering.
They were beautiful.
But again, completely useless. Was it just a keychain?
They were... The ones that we had were like lovely crafted wooden boxes. I feel like maybe Granny Mae like kind of appropriated what was kind of like... crafty art culture, and then they kind of like popularized it, because I remember you could get that from like the art center in Christchurch, and we had one, and I was like, I love a beautiful tool like that you can't really touch because you'll break it.
You're just like, I own this. Well, yeah. Like, clearly look at you've got your
iPhone 11 right
here, touch screen on your car.
I loved it. Granny Mae's, the they had flavored condoms on lollipop sticks, and for years as a kid I would pick them up and be like, Mum, can I get one? And she'd be like, no. When me and Mum were in Granny Mae's shopping together. The first condoms that I bought were chocolate flavored.
Yeah,
and I held on to them until they expired.
I don't think any of the 10 sizes were flavored.
Good.
But what is the appeal there?
Yeah, I mean...
I want my dick to taste like dick.
Yes. Same though.
But I don't want it to be like, oh, yeah, sort of, oh, artificially chocolate.
Yeah, it's like plastic with a bit of strawberry.
It never really took off. Like, I'm still... Imagine having sex with a grown adult and they're like, should we use one of these?
It'd be crazy.
It'd
wouldn't
be
it?
Like, what are you, 14?
There is flavored lube, right? Doesn't Durex have like mango and raspberry flavored lube and
I
stuff?
I would say like it's not the flavor of lube that I care about as much as it is the smell. I feel like if there was a way that they could disguise it so that after I've had sex, my room doesn't waft of lube.
Lube, yeah.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's a gross smell. It's a gross chat, isn't
it? This is a gross chat. I remember once that... this is really gross as well, but once...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I had some friends talking about how they'd brought out a new lube that tasted, smelt, and looked like cum. And I was like, no one wants that.
No. That took me right back to those when you're pulling
to
your
the Invisalign stuff, yeah. That's how they make the lube. They just shake it out from my...
Gross, Eli. Oh,
I'm sorry. This episode is an abomination.
Oh my God. I can't stop seeing that. Oh my God. Again, time just stopped. And you went, ha, ha, ha. Like some sort of evil villain. Wow. Oh, my God. Tell you what's been dramatic. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Horrific news.
It's such awful news. And I couldn't stop. Well, because BuzzFeed broke it. And then Queerty have now done a more expanded. They re-interviewed all the guys and more guys. And then this morning I was looking through that. And I was like, I don't need to read all this. Like,
no. You just need to
know that she's got to go to jail and be done with it.
What a like ascent and fall, like within like a couple of days. What a wild, like, not to like empathize at all, but just to be like, could you? I don't even want to imagine going through that. But like, there's not many instances where you're like, especially because the trajectory from like I'm a RuPaul girl to like, you know, so fast in those earlier days.
Yeah.
Oh, that it must be just like disorienting.
Oh, the episode's coming out. It's all happening for me. No, I will never work again.
Oh, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
It's
fucking hell.
It's sad for the other queens on that show and obviously for the victims as well. You know, you just sort of kind of feel for them because it is really uncomfortable watching the show.
It's so uncomfortable. And it has, to be honest, watching the start of the show, I was like, this is going to be the best season ever. There's so many talented people. I'm like, there's no one I'd want to go. And now I'm like, well, there is someone I want to leave. But I have a strong feeling they're out for a while.
Till the final. I know. It's disheartening, isn't it?
It's so shitty for it to happen to your favorite show, a show that's meant to be about like quality, inclusiveness, blah, blah, blah. House of Drag. Yeah.
I've been loving it.
You messaged me that the other day and I wanted to ask you who you were backing for the win.
Oh, that's such a good question. Mm. Part of me is like not watching it on a level of like, like as a whole, like the show sometimes is just like so wild and chaotic.
So messy.
So messy that you're just like kind of watching this, what feels like a train crash, you know? And it's like, I love it for that. But then the recent episodes have been really kind of like interesting. And I love Bionica. I think she's so
awesome.
Great. She's so funny, the confessionals.
Yeah.
And in terms of queens and talent in the actual, like, in the competition, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of anyone's game at the moment.
I think it is anyone's game. Obviously, Electra Shock's been winning the most. But then, Spanky Jackson's also won a couple of times.
I like Spanky. Despite, like...
She looks a mess sometimes, but she's just, like, gives it her everything.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I really like Gina so much.
Yeah.
And I think she's so funny on
she's
the show
so
as well.
Funny.
And I think her, like... I've been like following her on Instagram and kind of watching her do like all the prides around New Zealand. And I was like, she's pulling out the big looks. Like, it looks very expensive and really polished and looks glam as fuck. So I think she's on an amazing path at the moment. You know? So I
tell you who my straight flatmate loves, Clairvoyant. He's seen her a bunch of times in Wellington before he moved to Auckland.
Clairvoyant.
She's the Wellington one that's American.
Oh. Yeah. I love Claire,
yeah,
too.
I like Claire too.
I loved her crying and doing her makeup with electroshock. I thought it was really funny.
I love the duck mask, which obviously was a few weeks ago, but that was truly the best. That was
amazing,
the best.
An amazing moment. And I just love as well, like, I think what's diabolical about the show, and if there's one thing I could change, it would be the parlor. Or whatever
the performance area, the decor in there.
It's just, no, it's just the space is so small. Like, yeah. It's tiny. Like, yeah. I feel like they're always watching, lounging on these sort of ottomans.
They're like a meter away from the stage.
They always look like they're in, like, the foyer of a movie cinema.
Like, yeah, they're at Silky Otter Cinemas in Remuera.
Yeah, like, kind of leaning over. And then, like, in this tiny corner, they've got this stage, and then there's sort of... Ketamine and Anita kind of sitting on, perched on the side.
Yeah.
And it's like, give them more space and give them an audience. Like, no one should ever have to perform in that kind of environment.
No.
Because, like, you
especially
are...
when they have to do, like, a dance performance.
The dance performance, I was laughing so much. Because they were like, everyone was, like, rubbing up and down each other. And, like, yeah. You're like, yeah, look, I imagine it would be great in the room. But, like, when it translates on film, you're just like, the room is too small.
All I'm praying for is that if they do a rap challenge this time, that there is backing music provided instead of a cappella rap.
I'm going to say it'll be a cappella again. There's so many moments where you're like, give them some music. Give them some support. I think like Warner Brothers sort of like doing the dirty sometimes, you know, in that sense. Mm-hmm. But
I love when they deliberate. I love all the Keira and Nina gags. I love the advice. I love the da-da-da-da fuck off. And I love when they say, allow us to deliberate for a while and then
say words.
Do word association.
I met Ketamine at this Pride dog show event. Mm. And she's so lovely.
She's super
so
nice.
So sweet. And yeah, I'm like, oh my God, it's so amazing to have that kind of show in New Zealand. I just hope we get to do another season gets to happen because...
Yeah. I love it. It was just popped on TV.
Is it on TV?
No, it's only on demand. But I'm like, you could whack that
you
up.
You whack it up on TV.
Up.
Get it out
whack
there.
It on Duke. The man channel.
The man channel. Wake him up, you know. But it was like, it's quite refreshing to watch that after like sort of the mental Olympics you have to go through to watch RuPaul's now. I was like,
yeah.
Oh God, everyone in here is great. You know, when I'm watching House of Drag. So I appreciate that. It did make me think a little bit about like, oh, because I was talking to Keita about it and she was saying how it's hard that like they're getting this sort of reputation that they are perpetuating like a bad culture inside of the drag community that like they have to be catty and bitchy all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was really interesting remarks. And part of me was like, it's real. Like, I think there's a line between like reality TV and then like drag. I'm not by no means a drag performer at all, you know, but I feel like if there was like say a comedy reality TV show where they were asking for people to be like a bit more like kind of edgy or whatever,
yeah,
and be a bit bitchy, you'd be like, you could say argue that they were perpetuating bad stereotypes inside of the comedy community or whatever,
yeah.
But I think you're like, well, that is reality TV, and if someone behaved like that at a gig, you'd just be like, get fucked, fuck off.
Totally.
You know, and I feel like I kind of hope that would be happening inside of that the drag community would be able to see the line between, one, a kind of produced reality format, and then, like, what is a community and a live performance in an industry.
See it in the show now that there's, like, the intruders versus the originals or whatever, but then you look at their Instagrams, they're all just hanging out.
They're all just hanging out. Well, this country's too small. But it did make me think a little bit about, like, oh, it's so kind of frustrating that as queers, like, we're always searching for... you know, those opportunities to put ourselves out there and represent ourselves on like kind of a more public platform. And it's kind of a shame currently that the only sort of situations where we get to do that are like competitive reality shows where we have to like tear each other apart versus like being able to sort of support and just like uplift each other. And that's not to say that the contestants in House of Drag are behaving that way, but like, I mean, they've been produced to be that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, oh, that's just a shame in terms of like what's on offer, in terms of,
yeah, totally.
We will look for any opportunity to like, you know, get a gig, make some money and get our name out there. And like, I, you know, you commend all of those performers for doing that. And it's just such, it's like, frustrating, I guess, that those opportunities always are just like now, bitch on each other, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And there's the same critique for Drag Race, I think, as well. It's like there's not many, there's no other kind of like queer show that you could get all these stars on, but they, without having to sort of like, you know,
ramp them up to hate each other.
Yeah, I know. But that's just what it is. But I guess it's just reality TV in general.
It is, and it's horrible, but sometimes when you watch a gritty moment, people really bitch each other out, and you're like, this is good TV.
I mean, I do love it.
It's crazy. Like, everything that happened on Love is Blind. Like, watching Jessica Spiral, I was like, man, these producers are unhinged, but also, God, I'm loving this.
I reckon they got
this.
I was watching
She's so fucked up.
Yeah.
She's so drunk the whole time. And Amber gets the bachelorette's party when Amber's doing her piece, like her diary cam, and she's like, Jessica, I don't want to go away.
They're both. I was watching the reunion episode finally, and I was like, I reckon the producers got them wasted at that. Like, I intentionally got them wasted. Because she was even at one moment in the reunion, she's like, I was drinking whiskey. And I was like, I wonder what was going on there. Yeah. Like, obviously, there would be like free bar tabs and stuff. So,
well, definitely like bachelorette, everything. There's also always like, as much as you want to drink, you can drink. And then
we'll film you.
And then we're going to film you. And it's all free. Just take it.
Fucking hell. That makes me feel sick.
It is bad stuff, isn't it?
God, is that us?
Wait,
you got something to say.
What was I going
to
say about Love is Blind? Oh, I just saw a funny. Did you see the tweet that was like, Love is Blind and so is the set dresser? With a screenshot of that reunion set.
I love that. I really. Can we talk about what's Nick Lachey's wife called? Who hosts it?
Victoria Lachey or Vanessa Lachey.
Her energy is so wild. Funny. They took so much responsibility for the contestants on that show. I felt like in the reunion, they're just like, and we appreciate and value, you know, like they're just like constantly feeding back to them. And I was like, you don't owe them anything. You're just the host of this. Like, and they're like, I guess it was, you know, we always said from day one, this is a love experiment.
This
and I was like,
experiment first.
Like, so they're acting all keels suddenly with their fake lab coats on. And it's like, this isn't your show.
Also, you were barely in it until the you just pop in, explain what's going to happen, and fuck off for 2 months.
And we're there for the wedding, for the
Mexico
bridal
holiday.
And the bridal dress and the
suit.
Oh,
the bridal dress, yeah.
It was just, Jessica was like just such a unique type of person. And I've definitely met that person before, you know. And so to kind of see, to be able to kind of David Attenborough style investigate that sort of type of individual was just like so rewarding for me.
I feel like I've never before seen someone so clearly denying their behavior and then so clearly exhibiting the behavior that they're denying that they have.
That's it.
In one go. It was crazy.
And the golden effing goblets, like they ruined me. They had those golden like wine cups and champagne flutes the entire show apart from at the wedding.
Yeah.
Which
crazy.
Part of me thought was like, maybe it's a metaphor.
I do want to give one shout out to who I think is the Queen of the Week.
Oh, go ahead.
Elizabeth Warren, who had to drop out of the presidential race.
Has she endorsed Bernie yet?
No, and I mean, maybe she'll endorse Biden after this record before it comes out and I feel bad. But I do think she would have been an incredible president. And I think we hold women to higher standards all the time. And the standard which she was held to was insane, given how well thought out her policies were, the plans were backed up. She was inspirational. The stuff she did was awesome. It really frustrates me that she didn't poll higher. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, beautiful.
I loved her.
You've been really getting into it, eh?
Yeah.
Because where are you kind of watching most of it?
I just listened to The Daily, and then I've been trying to tune into the debates when they happen.
Ugh.
But, God, it's a mess. It's a shit show. She's so cool.
She was great to watch in the debates, and I loved watching her rip into Bloomberg like that. It was so fun.
And that'll be like, that's like the huge takeaway, I think, is that she probably destroyed his campaign, which is great.
Yes.
And I do love Bernie as well, but I don't know. It's just shit that she wasn't given more of a chance.
Yes. I mean, when you hear Bernie talk about, I got excited the other day hearing Bernie talk about healthcare, you know, in the way that when I think Warren was also talking about healthcare, I was also excited.
Yeah.
And the way that he talked about like university and education, and I was just like, oh, it's just how he was kind of framing it as like, he was framing it not being like radical.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, he's like, we've kind of got to stop classifying me as a sort of radical left politician, because he's like, Here are the things I want. And I ask you, like, are these radical to you? And you're just like, no, they're just like basically what any country in the world gets.
Yeah.
I don't know why America is so confusing
it's
like that.
It's so weird to want to keep the billionaires in power. Because as it stands, they just get to decide everything because they fund all the campaigns. So, like, ugh. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
People just voting against their own interests all the time.
I wonder if we'll have a bigger sort of voting turnout this year because it sort of coincides with the American election as well.
Mm.
That like kind of voting's on the brain, the conversation sort of going on, politics is sort of, or people are kind of exhausted. And defeated by politics by that point.
We're also going to have the weed referendum and the euthanasia referendum all in the one go.
What a year.
A huge year.
Well, I think that's us, Eli.
Yeah, look, we absolutely lost it today. So thanks for... If you've made it this far, wow, that's brave of you.
It's amazing stuff.
It's brave of us to release this.
It is. We are brave. We're heroes. And so good to do a podcast, not live, because the sound quality is remarkably better. Well, that's us, and that's you. And I guess the only last thing to say is...
Perk. Uncut.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.